From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a moment, we will talk with Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger about a heated exchange he had with constituents this week.
But first, people are asking, should tasers still be classified as non-lethal weapons after 18-year-old skateboarder and graffiti artist Israel Hernandez-Yach died Wednesday after being tasered by Miami Beach police? Angry mourners gathered at the site where police say they caught him tagging a boarded-up building.
Where? Show me! You! Show me what he did to deserve to die!
That video from the Miami Herald, investigative reporter Julie Brown joins us from the studios of WLRN in Miami. And Julie, what are police saying to these people saying, you know, respond to us? Why did you taser an unarmed young teen who did run away? But what are they, how are they responding?
Well, they confronted him and he fled. This was very early in the morning. And he led them on a wild chase. It was zigzagging through the city. And they finally caught up with him and cornered him. And he didn't know where to go. And they claimed that he sort of ran toward them and they had no choice but to fire a taser, believing that it was better than tackling him and getting into a violent confrontation with him.
Well, and there were,
and that was,
well, there, I was going to say there were witnesses there as well who are also criticizing the police for their actions after they tasered him.
Right. No one, we haven't found any witnesses that actually saw the tasing. But afterward, a couple of his friends were there. They saw him laying on the ground motionless as several of the officers allegedly were high-fiving and making comments, laughing, joking about the incident. And moments later, they were, you know, taking him away in an ambulance, and one of the officers mentioned that that Israel was dead.
Well, and the head of the police department, the Miami Beach Police, has sent its condolences to the family. He says his department is investigating the incident, but we understand Yach's family, who met with lawyers, they don't want the Miami Beach to investigate themselves. What's going to happen?
Well, they will probably conduct their own investigation. The state attorney's office here in Miami will conduct another investigation. Historically, Miami Beach police investigations have always come into question. Their investigation tactics aren't always considered ethical, and they're not very transparent. They do not release a lot of the evidence that they collect. It takes years sometimes.
Well, and you report that there's been a special scrutiny of an incident from a couple years ago that's still being investigative of policemen surrounding a motorist who was driving erratically and shooting and killing him and injuring bystanders.
That's correct. And it's been years, and that case is still not resolved. And there are a lot of questions about the way that investigation, the integrity of that investigation.
Well, the Amnesty International has been tracking the use of tasers. They reported that between 2001 and 2012, at least 500 people in the U.S. died after being tasered, some because they had pre-existing heart conditions, some because they had were under the influence of drugs. But Connecticut has now introduced legislation to require standardized training for police officers there. This comes after 12 taser deaths in the past 7 years in Connecticut. And we know it varies state to state, so there's a call to make it more uniform. But what is the Florida law about the use of a taser? Can you use it for this, what would have been a second degree misdemeanor? What are the guidelines?
Well, I think each individual police force has their own guidelines, and that could be part of the problem. There's really no uniform law, so to speak, on using these weapons. The bottom line is you have to be adequately trained to use these weapons. If you do not know how to use them, obviously anything can happen. And they are electro, you know, they provide shock. And in this instance, think about it. I mean, the kid was not armed. He was a slight kid. He was running from the police. He wasn't a criminal. I mean, in any event like that, you still question why they would have had to even tase him at all.
Well, his lawyers say he probably wouldn't have been prosecuted over the spray painting, maybe faced a punishment of community service. Just finally, Julie, just a couple thoughts on the artists' community that's responding.
Well, it's been overwhelming. It's mobilizing the artist community, not only here in South Florida, but I think in a lot of areas of the country have come forward. I've gotten emails from people all over the United States who are very who have condemned the police department. I've also gotten a lot of emails from people who have taken the opposite point of view, that this is a crime and that he should not have been doing this, and he unfortunately paid the ultimate price. But there are people that believe that graffiti is vandalism, and that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So it's a debate. It's a national debate.
Right. Julie Brown of the Miami Herald. Julie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.